Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
Devotional thoughts by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, 1834 through 1892, the British Prince of Preachers, regarding Christ's great victory over sin, death, and evil. Isaiah 2, verse 4. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Oh, that these happy times were come! At present, the nations are heavily armed and are inventing weapons more and more terrible, as if the chief end of man could only be answered by destroying myriads of his fellows. Yet peace will prevail one day. Yes, and so prevail that the instruments of destruction shall be beaten into other shapes and used for better purposes. How will this come about? By trade? By civilization? By arbitration? We do not believe it. Past experience forbids our trusting to means so feeble. Peace will be established only by the reign of the Prince of Peace. He must teach the people by his Spirit, renew their hearts by his grace, and reign over them by his supreme power. And then will they cease to wound and kill. Man is a monster when once his blood is up, and only the Lord Jesus can turn this lion into a lamb. By changing man's heart, his bloodthirsty passions are removed. Let every reader of this book of promises offer special prayer today to the Lord and Giver of peace, that he would speedily put an end to war and establish concord over the whole world. Joshua 17, verse 18. Thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots and though they be strong. It is a great encouragement to valor to be assured of victory. For then a man goes forth to war in confidence and ventures where else he had been afraid to go. Our warfare is with evil within us and around us, and we ought to be persuaded that we are able to get the victory, and that we shall do so in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are not riding for a fall, but to win, and win we shall. The grace of God in its omnipotence is put forth for the overflow of evil in every form, hence the certainty of triumph. Our former habits, our associations, and our occupations. Nevertheless, we must overcome them. They are very strong, and in reference to them we are very weak, yet in the name of God we must master them, and we will. If one sin has dominion over us, we are not the Lord's free men. A man who is held by only one chain is still a captive. There is no going to heaven with one sin ruling within us, for of the saints it is said, sin shall not have dominion over you. Up then, and slay every Canaanite, and break to shivers every chariot of iron. The Lord of hosts is with us, and who shall resist his sin-destroying power?